Good Erev Shabbos, Parshas Bereishis to everyone. So the following, I would say, is not even a vart. It's not a chiddush of any sorts. It's really just simple, basic pshat, yet it's so beautiful that we have to constantly remember it. Rashi tells us that everything was really created on the first day, but it wasn't installed into place until Hashem instructed. For example, the luminaries, sun, moon, stars, and other heavenly bodies were really created on the first day, but they were only placed in the heavens on the fourth. Now, after creation of Adam, the pasuk says, V'chol siyach asada terem yiyah ba'aretz, v'chol esav asada terem yitzmach, ki lo yihimter Hashem l'kim al aretz. None of the trees had grown yet, and the vegetation hadn't sprouted yet, because Hashem hadn't made it rain yet. Okay, so it seems to be that the plants and trees weren't installed on the third day. What's going on over here? Rashi explains. Specifically, when it came to the plants and trees, yes, they were created on the first day, and they were installed on the third day, however, not above the earth. They were actually right below the surface of the earth, not visible or accessible. And why is that? Because of the pasuk's conclusion, the Adam ayin l'avodas adama, man wasn't created yet to work the land. And Rashi says that on the third day, man wasn't there to recognize the goodness and blessing of rain, and therefore nothing grew. Once man was created, and he realized how important rain was, then he davened for rain, it fell, and only then everything grew. Rav Shimshon Pinkus uses this to emphasize if we only knew how important and crucial it is to daven, sometimes there's a wealth of blessing waiting there for us. Hashem is ready to spill it on our heads. All we need is to recognize the necessity for it and its importance, daven for it, and Hashem will shower us with that blessing. It could be waiting, packaged, and ready to be shipped. Hashem just needs a sincere tefillah from us, and poof, there it is. We should be zeichet to recognize the importance of recognizing Hashem's blessings and goodness, daven for it, and with that, live a life of connection full of kol mili d'meitiv. Everyone should have a wonderful Shabbos.